Family farming is critical to global food security by its contribution to the production of major agricultural cultures and making available a wide variety of food, while also protecting agricultural biodiversity and sustainable use of natural resources. Moreover, family farming represents an opportunity to stimulate local economies, especially when combining them with policies for social security and communities' well-being. For these reasons, the United Nations General Assembly has declared 2014 the International Year of Family Farming. Led by the instruction of the United Nations Food Agriculture, FAO, the goal is to implement various efforts in collaboration with governments, international agencies, farmers' organizations, networks, and other interested institutions. The International Year of Family Farming aims to increase the voice of small-scale farmers. To achieve this, it is critical to garner the world's attention on the importance of family farmers in the struggle to eradicate hunger and poverty via sustainable agricultural and social policy. One of the central elements of the International Year is to promote dialogue between institutional, agricultural, and civil society actors in order to achieve a consensus on the policies that can effectively encourage family farming. In this regard, as part of the preparatory activities, a series of regional dialogues held in Latin America and the Caribbean, Africa, Middle East, Asia-Pacific, Europe, and Central Asia took place. The dialogue, promoted by the FAO, aimed to better understand the regional context of family farming by facilitating a discussion between a variety of stakeholders, including family farmers, small farmers, farmers, farmers' organizations, government representatives, policymakers, and academics. In each region, main challenges, opportunities for agricultural investment, and political priorities in order to achieve food security and eradication of hunger through family agriculture have been identified. The World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, AMARC, participated in the dialogues as a civil society representative and responsible for the radio coverage of the event. Taking into consideration all the information compiled, we have to present a summary of the consensus achieved in each dialogue, each one marking the beginning of activities and priorities of the International Year for each region. The series of regional dialogues began in Latin America and the Caribbean. Government representatives, family farmers, organizations, and international organizations coming from 23 countries met in Santiago, Chile, to discuss the situation of family farming in the region, which represents 70% of the food consumed in the area. Jörg Stanley, representative of the Kuna people in Panama, discuss the contribution of family farming in feeding the world.
The effective contribution is the participation of small farmers of social movements, because the small farmer is the one ensuring feeding the population at the worldwide scale. However, what is important is the recognition of family farmers in the fight against hunger, land rights recognition, the recognition of the collective rights of small producers and of indigenous peoples. Overall, agriculture can make a big difference in the fight against hunger.
During the dialogue, they emphasized several experiences at country level that occurred in the region, mainly in Brazil, Uruguay, and Argentina, about gathering essential data and promoting policies and government programs empowering family farming. It also reaffirmed the importance of systematization, good practice about cooperativism, and partnerships, and the key role played by young people in the field to ensure the sustainability of family farming. One of the main recommendations was the need to establish a permanent committee for dialogue that included both broad and inclusive data. In sub-Saharan Africa, there are almost 239 million people facing serious problems related to food security and nutrition. Family farming is a model that can overcome these challenges. In this context, the Africa Regional Dialogue was held in Cape Town, South Africa, to address these issues. During the 2 days, the dialogue participants identified specific actions for effective and sustainable collaboration that can achieve food and nutrition security in the continent. Participants recognized family farming as a way of life that contributes to the intergenerational transmission of knowledge, environmental preservation, natural resources, and cultural heritage. Therefore, sustainable investment to fund agriculture and agricultural policies in favor of the family are necessary. Lily Masuya, a member of the Alliance of Women in Agribusiness in Sub-Saharan Africa, talks about the shift in focus that family farming should have in the region.
Family farming goes a long way back. I think it's a traditional method of farming that was there before, where families, you know, have a means of doing their production together for food purposes usually. It's only recently that families are using it for economic purposes as well, to fetch income for the farm, for the family, for the household. I think family farming should be, as has been, a family venture. But then keeping in mind that times are changing and we also need to move at times, and so we need to modernize the concept. Instead of it just being a means of getting food for the family, let it become as a business, as everybody is saying. I think that's what family farming should be about.
The dialogue for the Middle East and North Africa took place in Tunisia. During the discussion, it was recognized that family farming has been affected by global crisis, inadequate economic reforms, rural migration, as well as the pressure of climate change. The predominant role of rural women was highlighted, specifically the need to improve their access to resources, such as land, credit, and markets. As one of the participants of the dialogue explains,
in the Middle East, family farming accounts for more than 80% of agricultural efforts. Therefore, it plays an important role in food security and socioeconomic cohesion of the family in terms of employment, housing, and status. It also ensures the supply of urban markets and employment opportunities. However, the agriculture market today faces many challenges, including lack of access to input and markets, which are increasingly dominated by large chains, random weather conditions, and increased rural migration, resulting in increasing feminization of the population. Adapting agriculture to these challenges is essential to ensure global food security and sustainable rural development.
As a result, the investment opportunities were identified and policy priorities increased resilience in the region. Major policy initiatives were also discussed to promote legislation to facilitate access to land ownership, financing, and markets. Regional dialogue also highlighted the right of access of farmers to information, knowledge sharing, and building dynamic networks. The Asia-Pacific discussion took place in Bangkok, Thailand. Participants in the region hoped that the International Year of Family Farming would stimulate the development of policies that address the problems and challenges of family farming swiftly so that they could meet the objectives of poverty reduction, food security, and food safety. As a result, the region developed an agreement on the statistics of each country to gauge the contribution of family farming to food security. Organization of National Recognition Awards for those who achieve successful practices in family farming, and formation of a regional network to strengthen capacities in the field. Participants recommended that governments take measures to promote family agriculture and support family farmers, especially women, to add value to improve the marketing of their products. Kim Sung-ren of the International Organization of Agricultural Cooperative said, "Family farmers and small farmers are vital to food security and democratization of opportunities for women and youth." Brussels hosted the last regional dialogue, and it was attended by participants from 27 countries from Europe and Central Asia. The meeting highlighted the diversity and the multifunctionality of family farming in the region, as well as its fundamental role in eradicating rural poverty and food insecurity. Participants emphasized the challenge that family farmers faced in the region: the establishment of youth in farming and lack of access to markets were strongly emphasized in the discussions. Problems with resources, land, water, and credit were deemed critical, alongside the need for more research, innovation, and training in the sector, while also demanding the need to better integrate family farmers in the food industry. The discussions recognized the fundamental role of farmers' organizations, cooperatives, and NGOs to voice the demands of family farmers in policy dialogue and for equitable integration. The dialogues at the national, regional, and international levels will continue throughout 2014. These will help to better understand the relevance, challenges, and priorities of family farms, while also identifying ways to effectively support them. Throughout the year, there will be forums, events, and festivals about family farming. The FAO will also host regional conferences and the World Dialogue on Family Farming, both of which will promote the issue among stakeholders and insert family farming into the international political agenda beyond 2014. FAO will facilitate an international forum on the role of communication in family farming, with the objective of promoting the fundamental role of communication and community media like radio in order to empower the voices of family farmers. Listen to the voice of the field, because one year isn't enough. The International Year of Family Farming, feeding the world, helping the planet. This is an initiative of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, and the World Association of Community Radio Broadcasters, AMARC.